Outlaws for Social Park, Sassy Pants. Get ready. Initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, awkward conversation, still at BenCon. Call in at 1-800-893-9562. We're here today with Earl Storm, the author of Quack Pack?
Quack City.
Quack City, sorry. Please, tell me about your comic.
Well, one, it's Quack City, Tunes from the Left Wing. He's the primary resident of Quack City is Buckminster Duck. And, oh, there we go. There he is.
Oh, awesome.
And from a very feathered and festive perspective, I tackle the issues of the day.
Awesome. And you don't really keep anything sacred, do you?
Yeah, we're just discussing. Yeah, there are no sacred cows in Quack City, but anyone and everyone, if they yank my chain, they'll get a quack out of it.
That's actually really important. I feel that, especially in media and journalism, we've lost this sincerity. We've lost this ability to really make fun or to just attack anything because we really can't trust everything.
Yeah. It's good-hearted fun. It's poignant from time to time. And as I like to say, sometimes my cartoons will tickle you with a duck feather, and other times it's a stiletto right in the forehead. You just never know from week to week.
A direct strike.
Right.
So give us an example of some of your characters.
Well, there's a handful of characters in Quack City who are all ducks, mm-hmm. and they have their own distinct personality. And Buckminster is the central character, mm-hmm. so much more often everything bounces off of him.
Okay. And where does the story take place?
It takes place in this parallel universe called Quack City, mm-hmm. and you find it on the internet at quackcity.com, mm-hmm. and it just opens you up to a wide variety of commentaries. Now, I'm going through detox right now because of the election.
Yeah, of course.
Just hoping I'll have that much more material.
That was insane. What did you think of that?
Oh, it kept me quacking in all directions.
I was actually really happy that in the end it ended so quickly with Barack Obama getting that win so early in the evening. If it had been drawn out, honestly, it might have killed me. That was horrible.
Yeah, the anticipation was going to... I was just so nervous that the world was going to end.
I know. It's unfortunate that Mitt Romney didn't win. But.
is that the resident Republican here?
No. We make fun of everything. Absolutely. And part of it is an entire satire and just being a dry wit.
You. Otherwise, you know, if I'm laughing at them, they don't know what to do with me.
That's true.
It's very powerful. Laughter is very powerful.
Laughter is incredibly powerful. It can change everything. Yeah. And that's really what we need a lot right now. We need some change.
And it gets us all through.
Yep.
To me, as change. I say, and I have personal experience, you know, it kept me sane through all the insanity. And you just never knew who's going to come down the pike, you know, the next day.
So who's your favorite political figure to poke fun at?
Well, you know, there was Michelle Bachmann.
Oh.
And I do miss her.
I do need to show you something.
I miss her tremendously.
She was entertaining. I loved her husband.
Oh, yes, Marcus.
Marcus was hilarious. I went to a political party recently, and we went dressed as different figures. We had a Mitt Romney. We had a Michelle.
Okay.
I went as...
Oh, there you go.
I went as her husband, Marcus Bachmann. It was quite fun. Who else do you like to poke fun at?
Well, you know, Sarah's always good when news is slow. She's been out of the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, the Tea Partiers in general are starting to... thank God.
I have mixed feelings.
Really?
Well, only because they give me so much material.
They do give you a lot of materials, though. The Libertarian Party is starting to get much bigger nowadays,
so you never see
what you can get from them.
I'm an independent, so I can swing both ways.
Awesome. What do you think of Rand Paul, who's part of the Republican Party? Now he wants to throw his hat in for 2016.
Oh, does he now?
Yeah, he had mentioned that.
Oh, well, you know, he just kind of disappeared on the political landscape. Like, they had the convention. Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Well, but he'll come back.
I liked
his little witticism.
I myself am really rooting for Hillary 2016.
Well, she'd be our best bet. Absolutely.
I think she would be our best bet.
And I've got a real fun caricature of her.
Uh-huh.
So I want to get some mileage out of her.
Awesome.
And the strip pretty much writes itself.
Oh, no. Political satire does. I mean,
they just hand it to me. I give it to Quack City and we run with it. And it's on to something else. And now with the Supreme Court looking at marriage equality,
I know.
That's an issue I thought we were going to see some progression.
Now, did we get
Friday.
Any? Did we get
nothing? Nothing yet. They say Monday.
They say Monday. And then I'm actually quite happy that Obama is in office because
that just said
in
it all, right?
In the context of the Supreme Court, though, I feel that it garners itself better. Yeah. We're going to get a much more liberal-leaning Supreme Court out of it.
Right, and we'll have some form of health care. Our marriages are safe. You know?
Hopefully. Right. Hopefully.
Still some work. In my cast of characters, you actually see Obama Duck right there.
Oh, exactly.
And oh, I want to see Obama Duck. Let me see here.
And that's the only character in the strip that changes with who's ever in the White House.
There you go.
So I did not want to have a permanent Mitt Romney in my strip for the next 4 years.
Yeah, that would have been atrocious.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I'd have to redesign it.
Oh, yes.
I had enough of him already.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Just that it looks adorable, and I totally want to read it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, go to the website.
Yes,
www.quackcity.com. Hit the subscribe button, and I'll put you on my weekly DuckTune list.
It looks like you can also find him on Facebook at buckminster.duck and Twitter at Quack City. So go ahead and check him out
there.
Always
to find me.
It was a fantastic pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
As I like to say, keep quacking in the free world.
Right. Have a good day.
All right, great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Colored boots with silk-seal pop, saucy pants. Get ready. Initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.